chinimandi.com podcast. India's economy likely to tank 9% due to COVID-19 distress, S&P Global Ratings. S&P Global Ratings said on Monday it expects India's economy to contract by 9% in the current fiscal year ending March 31, 2021, as rising COVID-19 cases will keep private spending and investment lower for longer. Its previous forecast had put the economic hit from COVID at -5%, one factor holding back private economy's activity in the continued escalation of the COVID-19, said Vishrut Rana, Asia's Pacific economist for S&P Global Ratings. India's economy shrank 23.9% year-on-year in the March to June period, larger than expected. The pandemic and tight lockdown measure enforced to combat it knocked private consumption by 26.7%, while fixed investment sunk 47.1%. Higher welfare spending prevented an even sharper fall in growth. Agriculture cushioned the blow as it was the only major sector to expand, thanks to the favorable monsoon season. While India eased lockdown in June, we believe the pandemic will continue to retrain economic activity, said S&P. New cases per day in India averaged nearly 90,000 in week ending September 11, according to the data from the World Health Organization. This is up from an average 70,000 per day in August. As long as the virus spread remains uncontained, consumers will be cautious in going out and spending, and firms will be under strain. S&P said industrial activity is recovering faster than services. However, high-frequency indicators suggest that output is still lower relative to the same period last year, and hence growth for the June to September quarter will be negative year-on-year. The potential for the further support monetary support is curbed by India's inflation worries, said Rana. We expect a degree of normalization to result in growth of about 10% in following fiscal year as consumers resume discretionary activity that they are curtailing during the pandemic. A significant part of growth rebound is due to the very weak base during the current fiscal year, said Rana. He said S&P does not expect policymakers to enforce further widespread lockdown. The larger adverse shock to growth will be driven by corporate balance sheet damage, with small and mid-sized enterprises closing shop. The larger firms holding back for capital expenditure, which will constrain their growth capacity. We now expect a larger permanent loss in output, 13%. Over the next 3 years, we expect growth of 6% in fiscal 2022 and 6.2% in fiscal 2023. Before the pandemic, we expected India's economy to expand 6.5% in the current fiscal year. Risks to the growth outlook include a weaker recovery in the informal sectors of the economy and deeper economic losses for micro and small enterprises. In addition, if credit quality worsens following the expiration of loan moratoriums, the recovery will slow. One factor that presents potential upside to growth is the availability of widely distributed COVID vaccines earlier than the current estimated around mid-2021.